You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Lemon myrtle, kwandong, kangaroo at emu. Itong ilan sa mga bush food na ginagamit ni Gliza Victor, ang head chef ng Karigini Eco Retreat, sa kanyang mga lutuing may Filipino twist.
I went to Western Australia 2011. I actually started working in the mines, and then I started meeting people from different places, and then I met this person who actually used to work here sa Karigini National Park, and he's actually a bushtucker chef. Yan, yung bushtucker, yun yung delicacy, parang yun yung parang national, yung parang delicacy ng Australia. This is yung native cooking. This is how they call it, yung bushtucker's native cooking. They get it from the Aboriginal people. They use native ingredients, they use native meats, and they use traditional cooking. So yun na tinawag nilang bush kasi bush food, actually. So we actually gather all the ingredients locally.
So ano yung mga examples ng mga ingredients na nandiyan na ginagamit mo sa cooking mo?
Dito, ang ginagamit namin mostly yung mga meats. For example, crocodile, barramundi, mga kangaroo, emu, and then yung mga local ingredients na ginagamit namin as per se dito sa mga menu is yung mga bush tomato, mga lemon myrtle, yung mga kilala as in ng mga aboriginal is yung kwandong and yung Davidson's plum. Because being here dito sa Karigini, we are actually surrounded by aboriginal groups, so which are very benefit. So it's a good benefit for us kasi sila rin yung nag-endorse sa amin, yung mga elders, yung mga magagandang ingredients na pwede namin gamitin na i-incorporate namin sa menu every season. So which is good kasi sinasabi din nila sa amin kung ano yung mga seasonal na mga, for example, berries, native strawberries, mga native sage, mga native ingredients talaga. Sila nag-endorse sa amin kung ano magandang gamitin. And mga elders, which is very good kasi sila din mismo ang nagsasabi sa amin na daan nagtuturo sa amin, basically, na kung ano yung magandang gamitin during the season. For example, sa winter, sa summer, and everything. So, kung ano yung pinakamagandang ingredients for a certain season para gamitin on a certain, dito sa period of weather dito sa Western Australia, which is very parang unpredictable yung weather kasi minsan sobrang lumig, minsan sobrang init. And yun, yung mga ingredients, hindi din laging available. So, in the guidance ng mga elders, ng mga aboriginal people, which is good, na yun, natutulungan kami to kung paano, kung ano yung mga menu na ilalabas and yung mga products na ilalabas for a certain season.
Mabalik lang tayo dun sa ano, sa cooking mo, no? Nung nakatira ka sa Pilipinas, ano yung traditional na niluluto mo? Filipino food din ba?
Oo, traditionally, Filipino food kasi I want to be honest, ang goal ko is to actually incorporate Filipino delicacy dito sa Australia. Kasi when I started here sa Australia, parang ako, hindi ako masyadong, kasi since nag-work ako remotely eh, so hindi ako masyadong na-expose sa mga, sa city, kumbaga parang, kasi yung mga, mga restaurants kasi sa 2006 na nasa Queensland ako, wala masyadong Filipino restaurants, wala masyadong mga local restaurants. Kasi as a chef, gusto ko matry yung mga national delicacies. And then during that time, iniisip ko, parang Australia, wala masyadong mga specialty. Wala katulad sa atin ng mga adobo, wala mga ganun, wala mga pancit. So ano kaya yung mga traditional Australian delicacy? So during that time, nung na-meet ko yung isa sa mga aboriginal na co-worker ko, they introduced me dun sa bushtucker. So naging interested ako ever since. But then since nga sinasabi nila, very limited and hindi, it's such a privilege kasi sa totoo lang, hindi din lahat ng mga aboriginal people or ng mga elders, especially, hindi sila mag-welcome ng mga what they call this, mga international chefs, kasi gusto nila, kung kanila lang, they own it, they really own it. So for you to be able to extend your reach dun sa mga ingredients nila, actually you have to ask permission eh. Tapos yun nga, sila din mismo magtuturo sa'yo, sila rin yung magtuturo sa'yo for on where and how to prepare it, because hindi rin lahat ng mga bushwhacker is safe to eat. Ayan. Yan, so being one of the chosen chefs and being Filipino, it's such a privilege kasi they allowed me to and they welcomed me as one of the bushwhacker chefs lately here, especially in Western Australia. Hindi lahat kasi nakakaroon ng privilege na ganun, na maturuan ng mga elders and yun, yung maturuan kanila and mapagbigyan kanila and i-share nila yung knowledge nila with the, you know, native cooking and traditional cooking here sa Australia.
I see. So, kung ganun nga na pinapayagan kanila na gamitin yung ingredients nila, na ituro nila sa'yo yung methods nila, pumayag din ba sila na lagyan mo ng Filipino twist yung mga dishes mo?
Here, oo. When I started here sa Carigini, all my menu, to be honest, because this is, Carigini is still owned by the, actually, Banjima people here in Western Australia. And yung menu ko, I have to actually ask permission. And I have to show them yung format ko ng menu. So it's actually a twist of everything because they know na medyo challenging yung demands, especially kasi sobrang limited lang ng demand. So I have to incorporate a little bit of Filipino and other Asian cuisine doon sa native cooking nila kasi yun nga, yung demands, yung supply, sobrang limited. And being here is sobrang remote. So for us to get all the ingredients, all the supplies, it's a lot of work. So we have to actually put something else dun sa mga native ingredients nila para lang ma-supply yung demand namin.
Ano yung mga nagawa mo na parang Filipino-inspired na dishes dyan?
Dito, actually yung barramundi, normally ginigrill lang nila as plain, as lagyan lang nila salt and pepper, ganyan yun ang traditional cooking. But then here, I added a little bit of Filipino twist. Yung, I'm not sure if everybody is familiar with dun sa daing na bangos, inaano siya, minamarinate ko siya sa suka, bawang, lemon, yun, a little bit of lemon zest. Tapos, lots of garlic, tapos siya namin siya ginigrill. Minamarinate namin siya overnight. Tapos saka namin siya i-pan fry or i-grill. Depends kung anong gusto ng... Sometimes kasi gusto nila i-bake. Sometimes sous vide. Minsan naman, gusto nila crispy skin. So we have to pan fry it, yung skin. At least so gusto nila kasi crispy skin yung barramundi. And then yung kangaroo, we're actually cooking it like parang mechado. So we're cooking, instead of beef, we're using kangaroo meat. So we're actually cooking it in tomato sauce. You know, normal mechado recipe, but then we're just using kangaroo meats. And they actually like it. And we serve mostly majority of our menu here with rice.
Siyempre, hindi mawawala ang rice.
Oo. Lahat gusto nila ng rice kasi being out here, gusto nila talaga feeling yung feeling at saka sobrang rich ng mga pagkain kasi being out here, ito lang eh, parang sobrang limited lang yung mga restaurants around the area na kasi tayo mga Pilipino, mahilig tayo mag-marinade, di ba? Tayo mga magmamarinate tayo for barbecue, mag-cure tayo ng fish for the next day. Yun ang ginagawa din namin dito, mga process din ng parang Filipino-like. Nagbubuko pandan ako dito. So, they like it. Actually, being out here, hindi nila naisip na, hindi nila ina-expect actually na we actually also make Asian-inspired cuisine and mostly Filipinos. Nagugulat sila na merong restaurant na out here sa bush na they can actually try some of the Filipino food too.
Alam ba nila na Filipino yung dish na yon? Sinasabi mo sa kanila?
Oo, tinatanong nila, where did you get that idea from? Oo, parang tinatanong, sabi ko, parang since I was a kid, I started eating these things. Sabi ko, hindi ko alam, ba't di sila familiar? Pero yung mga Filipino, alam nila, kasi may mga Filipino din naman na pumupunta dito. Tapos natutuwa sila. Ay, sa wakas, kasi out here sa Tom Price, there's only one Asian restaurant. Tapos hindi pa Filipino, it's more on Chinese restaurant. Tapos, so ang daming Filipino dito, almost 30 or 25 to 30% of the Filipino who are based here in Tom Price or in Parabudu are Filipinos. To be honest with you, it's really rewarding. It's very surprising if you try to innovate or try to incorporate local ingredients with the Filipino cuisine. For example, just with their meat, yung crocodile nila, pwede mo i-adobo sa gata, which is really, really good. It's actually our best seller here. And then one of the things that you would actually discover is how very similar yung tradition nila, especially with the Aboriginal people, with the tradition in the Philippines. Knowing other or mostly the Filipinos love traditions. You know, just how they basically you know, get together your Filipino tradition, like to make good food, and then getting people together, the family. Yun dito, for example, for the Aboriginal people, they also practice that here. For them to cook a feast, because us Filipinos do that. Cook a certain meat and then or certain meal, you get every people get together and actually celebrate even just small things. Same thing here. Kung i-incorporate mo yung Australian cuisine with the Filipino cuisine, it's really surprising because it also tastes like home. Basically, being outside Philippines and being here in Australia away from your family, being able to do that and incorporate local ingredients with the Filipino cuisine, it actually still reminds me of home.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.